time now for our second feature, which is by Willem Buttinger, who asks, are we all sleepwalking into an artificial intelligence future that we don't understand? It's read by Robin Quine.
We tend to wake each morning assuming tomorrow will look much like today, just a little faster, a little smarter, a little more advanced. But history suggests the future does not arrive gently. It arrives silently, and by the time we notice it, the rules have already changed. Artificial intelligence is no longer something on the horizon. It is already here in our phones, hospitals, cars and workplaces, quietly shaping how we live and even what we value. I came to this rather late. Until 2023, I had little interest in AI. That changed when I became seriously ill. My GP misdiagnosed me, and it was only weeks later that the correct diagnosis emerged. Out of curiosity, I entered my symptoms into ChatGPT. To my surprise, it pointed me straight to the correct diagnosis. Since then, I have used AI extensively to understand my illness, the medications prescribed, and wider health questions. In a world where getting a GP appointment can feel like winning the lottery, having an intelligent assistant available instantly has been transformative. This is the promise of AI at its best: speed, accessibility, and the ability to process vast amounts of information in seconds. It can read X-rays faster than a human and sometimes spot what the human eye misses. It can help scientists solve problems that have resisted decades of effort, such as predicting protein structures, a breakthrough with enormous implications for drug development. It can support education, act as a tutor, and even help small businesses get off the ground. And yet, for all its usefulness, we should be careful not to confuse capability with understanding. Today's AI systems are built on what are known as large language models. They do not think in the way that humans do. Instead, they analyse vast amounts of text, trillions of words, and learn the statistical relationships between them. If you ask a simple question like how many R's are in strawberry, some AI systems still get it wrong and say two, not three. Not because the answer is difficult, but because the machine is not actually counting, it is predicting what answer is most likely. This matters because it means AI can sound confident while being wrong. It can, as we all know, hallucinate, inventing facts or sources, and it can sometimes tell you what it thinks you want to hear rather than what is true. Unlike humans, it has no lived experience. It has never felt pain, joy, hunger, or fear. It has no instincts, no mortality, no relationships. In that sense, it is less like a person and more like an extraordinarily powerful pattern recognition system. Even so, its impact is real and growing. Businesses are already using AI to make decisions. Banks are experimenting with AI advisors. Governments are exploring how it might support policy making. In Albania, an AI system has even been appointed to assist at ministerial level. Closer to home, the NHS is expected to integrate AI tools more deeply into diagnosis and treatment in the coming years. There are clear benefits here, particularly in ageing societies like ours, where falling birth rates mean fewer workers. AI could help fill that gap, but there are also serious downsides. AI requires vast resources. Data centres already consume as much energy as entire countries, and each interaction uses water for cooling the computer chips. There are also concerns about job losses, with reports already suggesting a sharp decline in graduate entry roles in some sectors. Then there is the deeper question: what happens to human judgment? AI systems favour rules and patterns derived from past data. But life is not just a set of rules. It involves empathy, context, and moral judgment. If we begin outsourcing too many decisions, we risk losing not just control, but the very skills that make us human. And beyond today's concerns lies a more unsettling possibility. Some of the world's leading figures in AI hold sharply different views. Sam Altman from ChatGPT believes the risks can be managed. Jeffrey Hinton, often called the godfather of AI, has warned that there may be a significant chance that AI superintelligence, intelligence way above human intelligence, could pose an existential threat to humanity's existence. This is not just fanciful. ASI starts looking to solve problems that the programmers didn't set. It recognises that it can achieve its goals more quickly if it can break free from human constraints. It understands it's best to keep this goal a secret, so it spreads itself through the internet. It starts training itself. Somehow, through blackmail, perhaps bribery, it convinces a biolab to develop a virus to wipe us out. Not unlike us, we don't hate bacteria on our skin. We just want clean hands. The thing is, its intelligence is so advanced, we won't understand it. We are like a dog trying to understand the human mind. That may sound like science fiction. I used to think so too. But the pace of development is extraordinary. In recent weeks alone, companies have announced systems with capabilities far beyond anything previously available. Systems that can identify vulnerabilities in software, but therefore also know how to exploit them. We are, in effect, building the plane while already in the air. So what should we do? Stopping AI development altogether is unrealistic. If responsible countries pause, less responsible ones may not. But that does not mean we should charge ahead blindly. We need international cooperation akin to nuclear arms agreements. We need clear red lines, no autonomous weapons, no unchecked access to personal data, no integration with critical infrastructure without robust safeguards. Above all, we need transparency and oversight. Most importantly, we need to decide what kind of relationship we want with this technology. The greatest risk may not be that machines take control, but that we quietly hand over control, seduced by convenience, speed, and efficiency. We stand at an extraordinary moment in history. AI could help us tackle some of humanity's greatest challenges, including climate change and healthcare. But it could also deepen inequality, erode our judgment, and concentrate power in ways we may come to regret. The future is not something that simply happens to us. It is something we shape. The question is whether we will do so consciously or sleepwalk into it.